दिस रेडियो नेपाल आइएम टीका प्रसाद खड्ग विथ न्यूज द हेडलाइन्स फर्स्ट. प्रेसिडेन्ट रामचन्द्र पोडेल लिभ्स फर जिनिभा अफ स्विट्जरल्याण्ड टु अटेण्ड इनोग्रल फोरम एट द ग्लोबल कोलिसन फर सोशल जस्टिस. House of Representatives begins discussion on various headings of appropriation bill. Anti-graft body CIA files corruption case against six individuals, including mayor and deputy mayor of Bagmati municipality in Sarlahi district. And Hamas accepts a UN-backed Gaza truce plan to end war with Israel. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pordel left for Geneva of Switzerland this evening to attend the inaugural forum of the Global Coalition for Social Justice. Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dhal Prachand bade farewell to the President at the BBIP lounge of the Tribhuvan International Airport. On the occasion, a squad of Nepali Army offered a special guard of honour to the President. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, President Pordel will address the inaugural forum on Thursday that will take place during the high-level segments of the 112th session of the International Labour Conference. Similarly, Nepal's head of the state is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with his Swiss counterpart, Viola Amherd, on Wednesday. Likewise, President Pordel will leave Geneva for Berlin on the 15th of June for an official visit to Germany at the invitation of German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier. President Pordel is also scheduled to hold official talks with his German counterpart on the 17th of June. The President's spouse, Savita Pordel, will accompany him during the visit. President's Foreign Affairs expert, Dr. Suresh Chandra Chalise, Secretary at the Office of the President, Foreign Affairs Secretary, and Nepal's Ambassador to Switzerland and Germany are other members of the delegation. The President is scheduled to return home on the 19th of June. Meanwhile, issuing a statement this evening, the Office of the President informed that Vice President Ramsahe Prasad Yadav would be performing the responsibility of acting President in the absence of President Pordel. The House of Representatives has commenced discussion on different headings of Appropriation Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat from today. Discussion on various headings of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, and Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has started. In course of discussion, Ram Hari Kathiwada raised question about the absence of Minister for Youth and Sports in the Parliament, and Speaker Devraj Khemiri removed the discussion on different topics under the Ministry from the agenda. In the meeting before the discussion, lawmaker Prem Sual presented a proposal to reduce the expenditure of the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology and Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security under the Appropriation Bill. Meanwhile, the MPs also drew the government's attention to various issues, including the urgency to ensure compensation for the losses caused by a recent strong wind in the Madhya Pradesh province. Members of the National Assembly have started to stress the need for food sufficiency in the country, drawing the attention of the state to the need for effortful to be towards that end. Hearing views in a special session of the National Assembly today, Vishnu Kumari Sapkota of Nepali Congress demanded the government launch special programs to achieve food security and sovereignty. Similarly, Sumita BC of the CPN-UML urged the government to promote agro-based industries and agricultural production to ensure food sufficiency in the country. The upper house lawmakers also drew the government's attention to various contemporary issues. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, today filed a corruption case against Bharat Kumar Thapa, the mayor of Bagmati municipality in Sarlahi district, and deputy mayor of Lila Kumari, Muktan, and other four others. The others facing the charge sheet at the special court include then Chief Administrative Officer Bimal Kumar Pokhrel, Chief of the Municipality's Planning Section Sagar Pordel, Accounts Officer Vishwaraj Pokhrel, and former Chief of Sarlahi District Coordination Committee Mithur Chaudhary. According to CIA spokesperson Narahari Kimiri, the anti-graft body filed the case against them for their alleged involvement in corruption by embezzling public property, preparing paid documents. The CIA has also sought 303 million rupees in fines from five of the accused, while a jail sentence has been sought against Mithur Chowdhury. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyahi nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav has expressed his concern about climate change, environmental degradation, social inequality and economic instability. Speaking at the opening ceremony of the 30th International Conference on Sustainable Development Research, organized by Midwestern and Nepal Open University today, the Vice President stated that the world is facing various environmental and economic challenges. The Vice President also emphasized on the need for a global solution to all the challenges, as the efforts of a single country will not be enough to reduce the effects of climate change. Finance Minister Barsamaan Phun says the government has prioritized development of IT-related infrastructure and policy facilitation. In his address to a program entitled IT Decade, A Way Forward, organized by the Society of Economic Journalists, Nepal, Sejon in Kathmandu today, the finance minister said that the government acknowledges and promotes IT as instrumental in achieving economic prosperity. On the occasion, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, insisted on the need for collaboration among the three-tier government to promote IT development in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hamas says it accepts a UN resolution backing a plan to end the war with Israel in Gaza. The Reuters news agency quoted Sami Abu Jouri, a senior official of the Palestinian militant group, on Tuesday, as saying that they are ready to negotiate details on UN-backed Gaza truce plan. The senior Hamas official said that the group accepted the ceasefire resolution and was ready to negotiate over the details. He added that Hamas accepted the formula stipulating the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza and a swap of hostages held in Gaza for Palestinian prisoners jailed in Israel. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called Hamas' remark a hopeful sign. He said that in Tel Aviv, after talks with Israeli leaders, that conversations unplanned for Gaza after the Israel-Hamas war ends will continue on Tuesday afternoon and in the next couple of days. Secretary Blinken made Israeli officials on Tuesday in a push to end the 8-month-old Israeli war against Hamas. A severe heatwave continues to wreak havoc in India as the eastern state of Odisha on Monday reported 8 deaths within a 72-hour period. According to the BBC, official figure released in May suggested 60 people died between March and May across India due to heat-related illness. But the number is likely to be much higher as heat-related deaths go underreported in rural parts. Officials say India is in the middle of the longest heatwave it has seen since a record began. Temperatures have crossed 50 degrees Celsius in some parts of Indian city recently. Some areas of the country have also been impacted by water shortages, with extreme heat placing huge demands on supplies. Earlier this month, at least 18 polling officials are deployed for the final phase of the general elections, died of heat-related illness in Uttar Pradesh and Bihar states. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, along with the hilly region of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Similarly, light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and hilly regions of Bagmati province, Gandaki province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porel leaves for Geneva of Switzerland to attend inaugural forum of the Global Coalition for Social Justice. House of Representatives begins a discussion on various headings of appropriation bill. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against six individuals, including mayor and deputy mayor of Bagmati municipality in Sarlahi district. And Hamas accepts UN-backed Gaza truce plan to end war with Israel. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this all, please also visit our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.